No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
It's Early Break. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I think it's a great stepping stone. There's two people that like that that would want to change your life, and it's Shin Daddy, because of what he's doing today with Wildcat Wednesday.
Betterment
of banking. And then also what's going on with finance, betterment of banking, day one stuff. And what's going on with Carson. And so it's the same thing. Everything gets back to finance. That's where it's at, Steve.
Tell your kids
that, yeah. Finance or haircutting is the way to go.
Or Johnny Walker Red.
Johnny Walker Red, scotch and soda.
There's some options
just selling here. I don't know. He's just selling Johnny Walker Red door to door. I don't know how it's going to go for you. But
you might need some more variety.
You might need a little bit more variety like that. Jake, there's been some people commenting asking about working at I had a sweater on last night, a quarter zip sweater on last night.
Oh, on the...
If it's possible to get one of those. And yes.
Wait a second. What did you have on?
Quarter zip. Gary Michaels.
Oh,
Michaels is where you get that. And also like that Nate's...
Southside.
Nate's running that store now, doing an incredible job, and they has a special going on right now. Buy one, get one for the same price. So it's not a great special, but it's there. It's there.
So they don't up the price.
They don't up the price. So that's what they've been very good about, is if you buy a second one, it will not cost you more than the first one.
That's status quo.
That's status quo, and that's a great job by those guys at Gary Michaels for doing that.
What color was it?
Which has kind of a black and reddish kind of yes. And then I had like
and reddish.
Yes, it wasn't all black, which is odd for me, as you guys know.
It is.
Yes, very odd. But
were you comfortable on the set?
The chair is very comfortable. I like this, and you know that they bring an extra chair on for you, so you have to stand in, and two guys come and lift this chair, and they spot it on the stage.
This was Big Red Wrap-Up.
Yes.
On NET.
Bill was on it last night.
So anyway, that's one people to know about.
By the way, last thing, you mentioned status quo. Status quo got cut last night. That's Chris Paul, of course, right?
Really? He got cut?
42 years old, cut by the Clippers.
Oh, he got cut by the Clippers?
Status quo.
42?
42 years old.
Imagine that.
That's an old roster, the Clippers.
They got Kawhi. They got James Harden. Yeah.
I think they have George, too.
He might still be there.
I'm surprised they didn't keep him around. Like, hey, we're really not going to play.
Lou's, I think, in trouble.
Yeah. They're 5-17. Yeah.
They're 5-17.
He's not going to get it done.
James, not gonna get it done.
It's time.
Let's talk NBA.
Further ado, for Bill's Thrills, here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach, but to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels for your kitchen,
the
bathroom,
crown,
whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
I'm going with Wild Card Wednesday is a bugaboo. Things that are bothering me. I don't know. Steve watches football. Jake watches football. I watch a ton with the quad box. This is my thing about that. Would you watch that game? It's a lot. I will say this: when you're watching the quad box, you have to train your eyes. You're like looking like this, like okay, and all of a sudden you're like going, you're all over the place trying to focus on one.
Yeah,
but it's a lot of football. You see a lot of stuff like that. So I just want to bring this up. I'm tired of the pass. Tired of no gas. Eat up the grass. The critical hidden yardage. I've had it. I've had it with in critical drives. The quarterback sliding short. Of the first down marker, sliding at that one. It's just like, get the first down. Also, the one, the out of bounds, the receiver's running full speed, can get 4 or 5 more yards and just whoop, whips out of bounds. The hidden yardage now that I see, ooh, and the number of times I'm like, get the yardage! Mm-hmm. I mean, they'll see him just this, whoop, step out of bounds. Or the quarterback that doesn't, especially on a drive when you need to have it. The number of times I've seen quarterbacks scramble, first and 10, and they just stop short. Now it's second and 8. Then they have a next play, and they get tackled for a 2-yard loss and don't get the first down. I'm just like, get the yardage. I mean, sometimes it is still a contact sport. If they still have helmets on, their shoulder pads on, all those things.
Shoulder pads now, though.
Smaller shoulder pads, agreed.
Barely even shoulder pads at
but
this point.
I agree with not letting someone just take a full shot at you that's been running for 20 yards on the sideline. I got to stay all the – but when they tap out like 5 yards short,
or even a yard short.
A yard short, and the number of times you see him the short slide the quarterback, the short did all of a sudden like nope.
And I hear you, and you're right, you're not wrong, but there's some gray. Like, what do you tell Julian Sane?
I'm going to tell him protect himself. I get it, but when you're in a drive, let's say it's the first drive of the game, and it's like okay, I'm a yard short. That's not huge. I see it happen on last drives of the. I've seen people go.
Oh, yeah.
The number of times I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Now there are guys that don't do that. Yeah. Though. Like Gronowski at Iowa, he ain't sliding short.
No,
there are guys who don't do that.
And there's some guys that like say, and you could protect yourself if you dive forward like that. You get the full yardage. If you slide, they mark it back. They're going no, because you've marked you've rendered yourself defenseless. So if we're going to protect you from getting hit, then the yardage goes back to here. And you just see enough of it where it's like on critical times. It's not like you see it like once and twice. I'll see it 20 times a Saturday where someone doesn't get yardage. You're going like, man, could we use that yardage?
Why are coaches letting that happen?
Sometimes I don't understand. It's like, hey, I'd be like going, like, you left 4 yards hidden right there. You just stepped out of bounds. The guy running towards you is 7 yards away from you, and you just whoop. Where I could have got more yardage out of it, and especially in the red zone, in the low reds. I mean, I just see plays. I'm like, what in the world is going on?
I see receivers doing, and my thought is, did they size up the situation? Say, I just can't get any more yards, so I'm gonna whoop.
And sometimes, out of bounds. If they do, but they size it a lot of times way too early, where it's way too
early. I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt, is what I'm telling you.
And there is a difference. You go back to better times. I remember those guys talking about the Mike Corrigan running back coach, and they would do a sideline running drill.
Yes.
And the sideline drill was when you're running on the sideline, and here comes the defender full speed at you, you turned into him.
That was Nebraska.
You turned into him. It was like if you did the whoop, one of those right there, you would be fourth on the depth chart immediately.
Trouble.
Immediately. If Corrigan saw that or any other running back saw that, times have changed. I get it. I'm not going to sit there and say it hasn't changed in that spot. But it is just, there are so many times where hidden yardage is let go. Laura can just be like going like, oh, and she'll even say it now too. And she'll be like going like, what is he doing?
Aren't there programs, though, that are still like that they will not allow your guy to go out in that situation, and they're more like Nebraska? And aren't there some? Isn't there somebody out there?
There's some.
Is Kirby there. That?
And I'm just talking about the hidden yardage when you have to have it on certain. I've just seen it. I've seen teams lose games because they didn't get the yardage that was available.
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/early break for your free online visit. hims.com/early break. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/early break. That's uncommongoods.com/early break for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Kirby let guys go out.
I don't know. I couldn't sit there and say they do everyone with how it is. But, I mean, right now also, that it is okay, because when it happens, you don't hear any announcer say anything like, well, why did he not get the extra couple yards
there?
And I agree with some parts of it. There's times when I can protect myself. I get that part. I'm talking about just watch the ones where they turn down 3 to 4 to 5 yards because stepped out of bounds.
I get it.
Well, you have some response. Someone says, okay, on the side note, though, Jackson Dart is known to take the contact every time. What do you tell him? Can you take it every time? Because Jackson Dart, other night against the Patriots, took a wicked hit trying to get extra yards.
And like I said, there's certain there are times to it. I mean, there is ways to just say, okay, here is how you
it's
do
a
it.
Tricky one.
But I'll tell you what, when you're in the last drive and you go with the slide, I mean, we're going to win this game or whatever's going on, that's when I see it. I actually probably see it more than the quarterback from wide receivers that have easy 4 to 5 more yards, and then they can still protect themselves, and they take it way too early.
Ray says, amen.
Ray.
Finish the run. He yelled at that one. The Texas Casanova says, Bill is spot on. Drives me crazy to be 6 yards out on a hitch on 3rd and 8. Get to the sticks to keep the drive alive. That's all a different concept.
You see those things happen all the time. And trust me, if you think I'm saying, no, stick your head in there. If you get concussed, you get concussed. No. Live with it. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
it. Just be a football player.
I'm saying there's a lot of times when someone takes it way early.
You see it all the time.
You see it all the time.
The slide, you see a lot.
Especially at critical times of drives when there almost has to be a different mindset. All right, here we go. Down 4. Got to have a touchdown. Quarterback, do you understand how important the sticks are in this situation?
Yes.
We have to be able to get this
don't
first
slide
down.
Slide short of the stick.
And don't have it. All of a sudden, you slide. I've seen it before a lot of times on 3rd down. And all of a sudden, could have been a 1st down. Now it's 4th and 2. And you're like, oh, man, we are in harm's way. In harm's way, big time. Bothers
Bill's
me.
Thrills.
Bill, the headline one more time, please.
I'm tired of the pass. I'm tired of the no gas. Eat up the grass.
No kidding.
That is Bill's Thrills, another Bugaboo Wednesday.
Thank you.
Sponsored by our friends at Diner.
Thank you, Bill.
Contracting. It is
me
time.
Me and Steve do not better ourselves.
No.
Unless we're paid.
Unless we're paid. Yeah. Paid betterment. It's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's a wild card Wednesday as well in the game show. And we're looking at Nebraska statewide. Nebraska state landmarks or places.
What?
I will give you what the place.
It's not sports.
It's not.
It's Wild Card Wednesday.
Let's do Movie Friday again.
Wait a second.
If
landmarks?
You think you got to tell me what the city or town that this place is in.
City or town.
You've lived in Nebraska your whole life for almost 60 years.
Well, let's not go there.
Bill has gone on about. He's not
there,
here.
There's a chance. I've been gone a little bit, but there's a chance that there's four of them that we don't know any of them. In the state, I have no idea.
I like sports.
Yeah, I like sports better. What if 1972 kickers?
If you think you know your Nebraska state landmarks and places, call us 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. The record of the week is 1-1, 39-25-1 overall. A little bit of a dive, but still a great record. The last week and a half.
Did we win yesterday?
Yes.
You did win yesterday.
We did a winning week, Steve. Here we go.
That's possible.
Who's calling in?
We have Levi. How do you feel about
Levi?
Nebraska landmarks and places today, Levi?
I feel all right. I went to the state geography B 3 times in high school, so
oh,
I think
boy.
I can do okay.
You guys are in trouble.
We have literally no chance.
Yeah. It'll be a tough today. All right, Levi. Bill, a lifeline for Sip for one question. First question goes to you, Levi. What Nebraska town is Carhenge located in? Carhenge.
That's just outside of Alliance.
Brilliant!
He gave the exact location. He pinned
just
it.
Just outside
he
of Alliance is right.
Okay, wait a second. Yeah. Commit that to memory.
Yeah.
Just outside of Alliance. Betterment. Just outside of Alliance.
1-0 lead for Levi. Sip, first question. What Nebraska city is Buffalo Bill Ranch located in?
God, there's only one answer here, right? No, there's not. There's more than one.
I have a guess.
That's North Platte.
Brilliant!
There we go. Bill's still alive.
All right. Thank you.
North Platte.
You're welcome.
Levi, do you know that?
Yeah, I live in North Platte.
Oh, all right. I would hope you know
this
that.
This is unbelievable.
All right, Levi, for the lead, last question. What town,
Nebraska historian is called in.
He is. What town is the Homestead National Monument located in, Levi?
Isn't that Beatrice?
Brilliant!
Never heard of
Beatrice.
It.
What's that?
It's northwest of Beatrice.
Is it?
Yeah. In the west, yeah. Northwest of Beatrice. So, all right, this is Bill's in play here for the tie.
Not good.
What Nebraska city is Fontanelle Forest located in?
Okay. I've been in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Omaha.
Okay, what part of Omaha? Give me a specific. I'm not going to give you Omaha for that.
How can you not give us that?
Because Omaha's a mass. There's cities in Omaha. There's suburbs of Omaha.
So what part of Omaha? Is it North Omaha, South Omaha? Is it?
Really? Do we got to do
did
that?
This?
I'm going to say South Omaha.
Can I give it to him, Levi, or not? Are you okay? I'll give Levi the chance.
No, because I know the answer. My grandma lives close to it.
Give me a suburb of Omaha. It's not South Omaha. Give me something besides the word Omaha.
Bellevue?
Thank you. Okay. There you go.
Brilliant.
Bellevue is right. All right, this will go
by
to...
By Dairy Twist.
This will go to Levi. You go over under Levi's
okay,
no, answer.
Hold on, Bill. We can win this.
Yes.
Levi. How many miles of trails are there at Fontanelle Forest?
Oh. I have no earthly idea.
Good.
You've been there before, though.
You've been there.
I've been there
Your grandma
before.
Lives there.
Yeah.
I know. 18.
Over, under, 18.
Oh, over.
He says 18 miles of trails. You going over or under?
Oh, I got to think over.
Over. What?
How about 17 miles of trails, 1,500 acres. He was 1 mile off.
Oh, I thought it'd been like in the 40s. Yeah, I don't mind losing.
17 miles. Hey, that was a good. You guys got two questions right.
Steve was money.
Yes, you got it both right. Good job.
We had a geography teacher.
Levi, congrats. You win bagels. Thanks for calling in.
A Nebraska geography teacher.
Thanks, guys. Go Big Red.
Thank you.
Levi, thank you.
It's a tough lot, but you got two questions.
We're losing weight.
How about Levi?
Much.
I live in North Platte.
Good that you got that one right. You would have got that. So.
Oh, I thought that was a slam dunk.
We're taking too many.
Tough L. I mean, tough L, but he had a great guess in the tiebreaker. It was one off. Too bad. Well, 1-2 in the week. Try again tomorrow.
Really upsetting.
When we come back, hour 3, Sean Callahan is with us next on Early Break on the Ticket.